Hello and welcome to you all. This is the winter 2016 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Friday the 11th of November. Our technician is Susie Litchevik, and reading for you today will be Tom Matson and me, Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers as we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording information to hand. The front cover of the magazine shows a grey, cloudy sky background and the new sculpture in the Westbury Manor Museum Gardens. The title, in large white lettering, is Fareham Today, Winter 2016. Headlines written under the main title are New Leisure Centre Opens, Devolution, What Does It Mean? And 50 Years of Twinning. Turning now to page 2, Tom will start us off.
A message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. You may have heard talk about or seen the media comment on possible devolution plans in Hampshire. There are several options being discussed at the moment, and not all councils in Hampshire agree on the best way forward. Whatever the outcome, there could be changes to how council services are run and delivered. In this issue, we explain how the various options could work and what happens next. I'm pleased to say the £9 million Hollyhill Leisure Centre in Sarsbury is now open. Take a look at the photos from the official opening day with Olympian Adam Peaty cutting the ribbon for us. As you can see, the centre offers fantastic facilities, including a state-of-the-art gym and 25-metre pool. Our borough now boasts two leisure centres and pools, so there are plenty of opportunities to get fit and active. On the 12th of September, Fareham celebrated 50 years of our twinning association with Van. Along with our mayor, I was delighted to welcome representatives from the French town. To mark the occasion, HMS Collingwood exercised their freedom of the borough and marched through Fareham with the band of Her Majesty's Royal Marines. We unveiled a new sculpture in Westbury Manor Museum Gardens, which will be a permanent reminder of our strong ties with Van. It's been another very successful year for Fareham at the South and South East in Bloom Awards. Following a visit from the judges in the summer, the results were announced in September. Fareham received the Gold Award for the 13th year running, with many other awards including gold for some of our parks and open spaces. So well done to our In Bloom team. Finally, I would like to wish you and your families a very happy Christmas and peaceful New Year. I always appreciate it when you get in touch, even if there's something you think we can do better. Please do contact me.
Here are the contact details for Fareham Borough Council. Fareham Borough Council, Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO167AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FarehamBC. Editor is Becca Bennett, 01329 824609, publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Design is by www.parkcorner.com. Printed by Holbrooks Printers, 02392661485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press.